And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. With your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. A motorist is facing multiple charges following a traffic stop in Huron County. According to a sheriff's report, a deputy was conducting stationary patrol around 2 a.m. on July 23rd at the intersection of Sand Beach Road and Ubley Road when a vehicle was observed disregarding a stop sign before heading south on Ubley Road. Radar indicated the vehicle was traveling about 70 miles per hour in a posted 55 mile per hour zone. After the traffic stop, the deputy reported signs of impairment, including the odor of intoxicants, bloodshot eyes, and slurred speech. Field sobriety tests were administered, and the driver was taken into custody. Authorities say a preliminary breath test registered a blood alcohol content of 0.116, which is above Michigan's legal limit of 0.08. A subsequent evidential breath test produced results of 0.116 and 0.115. The driver was lodged at the Huron County Jail. Charges include operating while intoxicated, fleeing or eluding police, driving with a suspended or revoked license, speeding, and disregarding a stop sign. The vehicle involved, a red 2012 Chevrolet Equinox, was impounded pending further proceedings. The case has been forwarded to the Huron County Prosecutor's Office for review. And a Huron County man's facing felony charges following his arraignment this week before Judge Julianne Ferris. Mr. Spencers is charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation and domestic violence. Prosecutors argued for a high bond, citing alleged death threats made by the defendant and a history of similar incidents reported by the victim. The defense, now represented by appointed attorney Martin Przondyk, noted the defendant's long-term community ties and requested a GPS tether as an alternative to cash bond. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $25,000 cash or surety and issued a strict no-contact order, which has been entered into lien. The case moves to a probable cause conference on August 7th. Followed by a preliminary exam on August 20th. And a new nonprofit grocery store is preparing to serve Saginaw residents by expanding access to affordable, nutritious food. The Saginaw Community Food Club and Kitchen welcomed the public during an open house this week ahead of opening its membership-based grocery store. Organizers say the food club was created to address gaps in the local food system by offering fresh and healthy food choices at reduced prices for qualifying households. Residents who meet income eligibility guidelines can join the program, allowing them to shop for groceries at the nonprofit market. Supporters say the initiative is designed to make healthy food more accessible while helping families stretch their grocery budgets. And we will be right back after this message from Kohler Propane.
You may not be able to control the price you pay per gallon at the gas pump, but you can control the maximum price you'll pay per gallon of propane if you call Kohler's Propane with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is now offering their pre-buy and keep full propane programs for the heating season. Contract now and Kohler's will cap your propane price for the entire home heating season. Plus, there's no hidden fees. Get the service you deserve and a contract you can count on. Make the switch to your local company, Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Pre-buy ends August 17th, so call toll-free 888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so I'm going to go straight into national and international news. Campaign activity has accelerated sharply across Midwest battlegrounds, with political figures in the key industrial states ahead of upcoming primary elections. High-profile rallies and town halls are focusing heavily on trade policy, manufacturing jobs, and local energy costs. Political strategists report elevated voter turnout during early voting windows, underscoring intense grassroots interest. Local campaign stops will continue through the weekend as party leaders work to consolidate voter support. And healthcare organizations and long-term care facilities nationwide report growing workforce challenges following recent modifications to temporary protected status categories. Senior care providers warn that staffing shortages could expand if key support positions are left unfilled. Industry associations are lobbying federal lawmakers for targeted worker visas to maintain operational standards in nursing homes. Family advocacy groups are urging quick legislative action to guarantee continuity of care for elderly residents. And security force operations in southern Kashmir involving the demolition of property linked to suspects have sparked intense political debate across the region. Local authorities assert the tactics are essential to counter regional security threats. However, elected political leaders argue that mass arrest and property demolitions violate judicial guidelines and hinder peace-building efforts. Civil rights advocates are calling for strict judicial oversight of security operations. And major international energy agreements are finalized between Western firms and Gulf nations to advance regional civil nuclear infrastructure projects. Framework agreements outline cooperation on modular reactor technology and grid integration designed to diversify regional energy production. Non-proliferation experts and international atomic energy inspectors emphasize that strict monitoring protocols will oversee all nuclear material handling. Construction on the initial reactor facilities is slated to begin within the next 2 years. And we'll be right back after this message from Kohler Propane.
Lock in your best propane price now. Kohler Propane of BedEx, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Call and ask about our Kohler's pre-buy and keep full price cap program. You'll be assured you'll never run out of propane, especially during the cold winter months. Call now, toll free at 1-888-950-7975. That's 1-888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hurry in. Kohler's pre-buy program ends August 17th.
And we're back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnut.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.